a long time ago, about 300 years after Jesus was born, there was this boy who grew up to be really good and really generous, and he is the inspiration for Santa Claus. And that's why Santa Claus is so good and generous, because of this guy. And he's here today. So can we welcome St. Nicholas? Hello, St. Nicholas.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Well, can you tell us about yourself a little bit?
Well, sure I can.
Would you like a seat?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to sit down? Are you okay, St. Nicholas?
No, I'm okay standing.
Because if you've been around since, for 1,700 years. Okay, tell us about yours.
I'm a Christian, just like you are.
Oh.
And when I grew up, I became a priest, just like Reverend Annie and Reverend Jeannie.
Wow.
But then I also became a bishop, which just means I was in charge of all the churches in my area. But that was a long time ago, in a place, in an area called Turkey. I'm also known for being, spreading the word of Jesus and telling people all about his peace and his love. And I'm also noted for being very generous. I mean, I inherited a whole lot of money from my parents and decided to follow Jesus' example, and I gave my money away to the poor.
You gave all your money away to the poor?
Yes.
Wow. Do you have a story about when you did that?
Well, okay, yes. Back in my area, a girl could not get married unless she gave a large sum of money to the bridegroom's family. And that was called a dowry. Kind of silly, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I knew a family there who was very poor, but they had three daughters. And the oldest daughter wanted to get married, but they didn't have any money for the dowry. So one night I snuck over and put some gold coins in a bag and threw it through the window and then went home. In the morning they found it and they were very happy and the girl could get married.
Hmm.
And a little while later, the second daughter had the same thing. She needed to get married. And I did the same thing. And then a while later, the third daughter needed to get married. But when I went over to do that, what do you think happened? I got caught.
Uh-oh.
So I told them it was much better to give in secret, because that way people were very happy and really didn't know who was giving them the gift.
Hmm. That's neat. That's why sometimes people give presents secretly at Christmas.
Right, they do.
Right. Well, what about your hat? What is that?
Well, in some places I'm known as St. Nicholas, and I wear this fancy hat, and bishops today even wear this hat. But in other places, I'm known by other names.
Well, how about what happens when you wear this?
Well, I'm known by Kinderklaus, or I'm known as Father Christmas.
Huh. Where are you known as Father Christmas?
Well, mostly in England, I'm known as Father Christmas.
Oh.
In Denmark and areas over there.
Hmm. He looks really familiar, but he's missing something for us.
Yes.
Now who does he look like? Who does that look like? Looks like Santa Claus, you're right. He looks just like Santa Claus. How come you have to wear such warm clothing in that big coat?
No, because where I come from is very cold.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay.
So it's somewhat uncomfortable in Southern California.
It is. Well,
but anyway, I wish you a very, very good Advent while you're studying and learning about the birth of Jesus.
Thank you, St. Nicholas.
You're welcome.
Father Christmas, Santa Claus.
And thank you all.
Bye. Okay, so Uza and Tebechi, you are both so lucky, because you know how the story is St. Nicholas threw bags of gold money into the window? Well, St. Nicholas gave me bags of gold-covered chocolate. And there's one bag and another bag. And I'm going to have to figure out who gets the third bag. I don't know. Someone yelled me. These are... No. I don't know. Who should I give the last bag to?
You should give it to Santa.
I should give it to Father Christmas, Santa Claus, St. Nicholas?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Maybe I will. Well, thank you, guys. So I am going to send you guys off to Sunday school with these. And have a good time at Sunday school. And I'll see you when you get back. All right, thank you. And what a great visit, huh?